another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. In this episode, I talk with Tim Seeley about his DC Rebirth title, Nightwing. That's right, for you Dick Grayson fans out there, he's back in the tights, he's back as a superhero, but he's going to be using the things he learned in the Grayson title, gallivanting around the world, globe-trotting adventure, super spy. I know a lot of fans are excited to see Dick Grayson back in the black and blue costume, so there are some more kind of adult themes that Tim Seeley is going to be exploring, and he talks about that in the interview. But overall, I feel like the takeaway from this is, once again, DC's listening to their fans. They're giving them what they want. That's Dick Grayson back as Nightwing in the black and blue costume, and I think this book's going to be a whole lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy the interview, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Tim Seeley.
Good to see you.
Your DC Rebirth book. I'll give you the honors of telling our listeners what it is.
It's going to be Nightwing.
Wait, Nightwing's back?
Nightwing's back.
Is it Dick Grayson back in the costume?
It is Dick Grayson back in the costume. So he returns from his tenure as a spy as Agent 37, and he puts the tights back on. And they're blue and black, like everybody wants.
Wow, I think I just heard geeks. Oh. When Dick Grayson was a spy, I feel like he was a little, the world he inhabited was a little darker. Based on some of the things
sure.
that went on.
Sure, it was more black, it was more gray.
Yeah. He's back in the tights as Nightwing. Are we going to see that more hopeful side, the more brighter side of Dick Grayson return as well? Or is it going to be a mixture of, is he still going to carry some of what happened in the Grayson series with him?
Well, I mean, I don't think Dick changed at all during Grayson. I think he was still like a lighthearted guy with immovable morals in a gray world. I think that's what Nightwing was about too. So it'll be basically, I think, the same approach. His situation is different. Obviously, he's not working for Spiral anymore. But he's going to use what he learned being part of Spiral to do more things. So, you know, obviously, Gotham is pretty busy with the Detective Comics team of Batgirls, recruits, and Batman and everything else. So Dick is going to use that opportunity to do jobs all over the world that need to be done. So he's going to abuse his spy skills along with his blue and black night tights, and a combination of like a new version of things to do with Dick. So he's still sort of a globe hopping super agent, except he's working for himself.
It sounds like you're taking one of my favorite aspects of Grayson, which was the globe-trotting adventure feel,
yes,
and pairing it up with classic Dick Grayson Nightwing.
Bingo. That's it. That's the key. That's the pitch on the book. Let's do Grayson, but let's do it in a superhero, more of a superhero vein, and let's let Dick choose his missions. Now he's a man on his own. He's his own hero. He's not working for anyone, and he's getting to do his, you know, he's in the first arc, we'll see him saying, I'm pretty good at going undercover. The Parliament of Owls is up to something. He becomes an undercover agent working to figure out what they're up to. And we're going to continue to use that as sort of our direction.
Now, Dick Grayson's an icon. He's been around for a long time.
75 years.
Are there some underlying themes that you're going to explore? I mean, on the surface, it's this adventure book, right? And Grayson was very big on the theme that you could put him in this more gray world, and he did stay resolute in his morals.
Yeah.
Is there another underlying theme that you hope to continue to explore in this book?
Yeah, I mean, well, the theme on this one is going to be, you know, now Dick has sort of learned a bunch of things on his own, and the theme going here is, okay, now I'm sort of able to learn things on my own. Did Batman teach me the best things? So he's starting to, he's in the first place, you know, he's a young adult now, and he's starting to, and I think the way a lot of young adults do is look at what their, you know, their parent figures taught them and say, is this the best for me? And so Dick's actually going to meet a new guy who's a sort of activist, anarchist, vigilante named Raptor, who offers to teach him a bunch of things, and we're going to see if that guy's teachings fit with Dick's worldview better than Batman's.
That's really cool, and I feel like that's a way to make it relatable, because that's something that we all struggle with, right?
Absolutely.
Growing up.
Yeah.
You get to that point where you start thinking, do I know better? Is my way better, or the way I was raised?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a huge part of your, you know, obviously when you're a teenager, you're rebelling, you're trying to rebel. And then when you get into your young adulthood, you start to say, what do I need to learn to go forward as a person? And you start to pick the things that you were taught by your closest teachers and mentors and decide if they're right for you. And I think that's a really cool way to approach the next stage in Nightwing's life.
Cool. I can't wait to read it. Good luck on the book, Tim.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.